Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me, Carrie Wilkerson, a bass baritone singer, Danielle Talamantes, a soprano singer, and Henry Dellinger, a composer and a pianist. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for having us, Brooke.
It's great to have you here. I'm guessing listeners can presume we're talking about the Sitka Music Festival, which we are. You all are here visiting to talk about the performances you'll be giving this week. And it's kind of the first time really for all of you here to spend some serious time in Sitka.
It is.
Danielle and Henry, you did a brief tour through Sitka, very brief, one day, February 2024,
That's right, last year.
Yeah.
In the winter.
What was the story on that? What brought you through Sitka?
Well, it was part of a five-city tour, and Sitka was the last on the milk run.
And so. Zul Bailey said, of course, we had to save the best for last.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it was, you're correct, very brief. We were here really less than 24 hours.
Less than 24 hours.
And a very different time of year, February, dark, mm-hmm. cold, probably
yes.
rainy. And you are all getting some lovely weather so far, and we're supposed to continue to have that. And I do want to point out that for Carrie, this is not only your first time to Sitka, but your first time to Alaska,
yes,
correct?
Yes, it is.
And you, which maybe is not too novel for many people, but for you, it's quite a feat. Because tell us a little bit about your background, why you've been to all 49 states.
I sang professionally with the Air Force Singing Sergeants from 1989 to 1998. And during those years, I toured 49 states. So Alaska was the only state that I didn't tour during those years. So I'm thrilled to finally be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. After your retirement, after touring professionally, and now you made it. And there is going to be a cruise that is sold out, unfortunately, for listeners. But for you all, it'll be great because you get to go out on the water and perform. And also
perform on the water.
See,
yes.
Sitka. Yeah. Let's talk about performing. Let's talk about you all personally first. You all know each other pretty darn well. So what is the story of how you all met?
We've been performing for, well over a decade together now.
15 years.
15 years, you're right. Decade and a half. I'm going to let Danielle and Carrie talk about how they met, because then that's the first story.
Okay.
The second part of the story is how I met Danielle and Carrie.
Okay, so you two met first, Danielle and Carrie.
We met in 2001 at a church, actually. Okay. I had just finished my graduate training in music, and Carrie had just taken a job at Vienna Presbyterian Church in Vienna, Virginia. And he was the assistant director of music, and I was the newbie in town, although this was the church I grew up in.
Oh, okay.
So I was kind of coming back to the fold.
Well, and I was trying to build a ministry for young adults and teenagers, and I knew that Danielle had been a child of the church, so I immediately reached out to her and said, I'd love your help, and that began a long collaboration.
Did you two know that you both were singers at the time that you met, or that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, there was, that one church lady that was like, these two need to meet and collaborate, and she was absolutely correct, and we were friends for years. We still are, I think, right?
Yes.
And now we're married also.
Yes.
We've been married for 11 years, so that was quite the journey there. But through a connection in the church, that's how we met Henry and his wife, Lauren. And this was 2007, I think.
Yeah, a dear friend of ours who has since passed, Neil, he was a lawyer who worked at the Federal Communications Commission. And a great music lover. He was also an adult voice student of Danielle's. And his colleague at the FCC was my wife, also a lawyer, and he went to my wife and said, Henry has got to meet Danielle and Carrie. So that's how we connected. And the very first time we got together, we started opening up books and I got on the piano, they started singing, and the rest was history. We started, we would concertize together. We've done several albums together, some of which have been quite, all of which have been quite critically acclaimed. We've really had a wonderful collaboration. And I've also had the pleasure of writing music specifically for their voices. So that's a rare pleasure that that a composer can have to know people so well and to know their instruments so well that you can write specifically for their voices.
And for singers to be able to say that we're someone's muse.
That's a pretty great dream, right? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I bet. Well, that's lovely. And that actually brings us beautifully to the fact that we're going to get to hear some of the music that you composed,
yes,
Henry, for your friends. Let's see. There's one piece that you composed specifically for them, actually a love piece.
It's a love poem. It's a love duet.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The piece is called Amore, and it's a setting of text by Dante from La Vita Nuova, which is a series of love sonnets. And I selected, actually, I didn't select the sonnet. It was a mutual friend of ours, a couple who was getting married in Florence. So that is why I naturally selected Dante, a fellow Florentine. And I asked the couple, you know, to select which poem from La Vita Nuova they would like. And so I set that to music, and I wrote it with specifically their voices in mind. They sang it for the very first time at the wedding, and then a year or two later, they premiered it with an orchestra with the National Philharmonic in Washington, D.C. So, and that's going to be done at this festival.
On Friday.
And with you on the piano, is that
with
right?
me on the piano, Henry? Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that'll be lovely. And also on Friday, there's going to be another piece that you composed, Henry, and this will be the world premiere of that piece.
Yes,
so can
indeed.
You tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, the piece is called To an Alaskan Glacier. It was written specifically for the Sitka Music Festival. It was inspired during our last visit in 2024. Danielle and I took a little side trip to in Anchorage to Beluga Point.
That's as far as we got, and then it got a little scary. This was February.
Yeah, so. February in Anchorage area could be intense.
I don't think either of us had experienced that sort of sheer dread from nature. It was just so awe-inspiring. You got goosebumps, and you could feel the sheer power of the natural surrounding. I immediately started looking for poetry that could express what we had experienced. Mm-hmm. And I came across this lovely poem by Charles Augustus Keeler, an early 20th century explorer. In 1899, actually, he joined an expedition to visit Alaska, and the poem was inspired by the sight of his first glacier. And the text is just absolutely magnificent. I could not have said it better myself. His description of that majesty of the natural landscape of this state, I couldn't say it any better. So that's what I used. That became the text for this piece, and the setting. It's a chamber setting for piano, cello, and of course soprano.
Okay, lovely. So this will be just you, Danielle, that we'll hear on Friday for that piece, To an Alaskan Glacier, along with a cellist. And then you'll be playing the piano?
I'll be at the piano.
Okay, great.
I can't express enough. It's an incredible piece of music, but how special it is to perform a piece of music for an audience who has never heard it before. Mm-hmm. That is an incredible feeling.
And special for the audience, too. Yeah. This will be a unique experience for Sitkins who can come out as well, which they should come out on Friday for that at 7 o'clock at the Centennial Building. There will also be a concert on Saturday, same time, 7 o'clock at the Centennial Building. And they'll get a chance to hear you, too, Carrie. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the music that you'll be performing. We'll hear you on Friday. But also on Saturday, or is that the day that you're going to be doing a lot of kind of a whole vocal repertoire set? Sure.
Is that the day I did the solo set of Irving Fine?
No, that's Friday.
Friday, I'll be performing a solo set called Childhood Fables for Grown-Ups, written by the composer Irving Fine to the poetry of Gertrude Norman. They're quite sophisticated, but they're fun and silly.
Okay.
So that's the little set I'll do on Friday. Saturday, we mostly do duets and party arias. So I'll be singing the Toreador from Carmen, and Danielle will sing Quantum and Voix from La Bohème.
And so these are from operas, which might sound a little stuffy, but We promise you, if you don't know opera, you'll still recognize these very famous tunes.
I like that you call them party arias. Yeah. I feel like that gives the right vibe, expectation for listeners. Well, we are out of time to chat, so I do want to make sure people know about all the ways they can see you all while you're here today at the Minor Center at 5:30.
Yes.
That is a ticketed event. There's the free box lunch at noon on Thursday at ODES, and they can also meet you there. And then Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. at Centennial. Those are also ticketed events, and you can get tickets at the door or sitkamusicfestival.org. It's been a delight chatting with you
all
this
morning. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed being here.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.